you can ask bands, you can ask the people who book the shows and shit, you know? Like, I think that's also, like, a...
that you can petition the Lord with prayer.
petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
Dr. Earth. I have tasted the maggots in the man of the universe. I was not offended. Oh, I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own.
Alright, we're here.
We are here.
I'm DJ Doug.
Existentially speaking, I'm DJ Little His Muffet.
Shows Beyond All Limits on Radio Valencia.
In Mission District, San Francisco,
California. Earth.
Earth.
Wait, what's our galaxy called? I don't even know.
The Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Yeah, because we...
No, that's not a galaxy. That's a candy bar.
It's a good thing you're cute. But we actually... We took a nice little hiatus. It was DJ Doug's birthday and went out of town and...
Yeah, a few other things.
Yeah, a few, you know, just a few other life things. Took a little bit of a break, but... That also makes it that much more fun to be back here tonight in the studio. But also, I'm making a point here because when we were in Las Vegas for DJ Doug's birthday, we went to this pizza joint, Evil Pie.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
On Fremont Street, which is actually quite good.
I didn't even know that's what it was called, by the way.
Evil, yeah, because it's like this Evil Knievel theme,
yeah,
so it's like
now.
Evil Pie. Yeah. But actually, I would say the pizza is quite good, and I think they passed your inspection as a man with discriminating taste from the East Coast.
I enjoyed their pizza.
Thoroughly. Yeah, their pizza was good, but anyway,
they didn't make me say cheese.
Yeah,
they tried.
I know.
They tried.
I know. That's a whole other thing. But the place is covered in stickers. And so, of course, when in Rome, you know, your girl is always packing. I'm like, I got a purse full of stickers. I'm like, I'm ready to sticker up a joint wherever I go.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had some Radio Valencia stickers with me. And so I was like, I need to put a Radio Valencia sticker somewhere in this joint.
There's one there, yes.
And there is one there now. But also, what we realized maybe is a little bit lacking on our Radio Valencia sticker. It just says Radio Valencia. It does not say, like...
Oh.
It doesn't say, like, San Francisco Radio or San Francisco California Radio. It literally just says Radio Valencia.
That's completely
true.
It's
maybe a little bit, like, too niche.
Well, it took me, like 4 years to realize that.
Yeah, well, it's like... Because it's like...
Stickers are made.
Well, it's like, if you know, you know. But usually when I'm stickering, you know, usually when I'm putting a Radio Valencia sticker, it's somewhere in San Francisco, so it doesn't really, it would feel redundant for it to say San Francisco
on it. Of
course, because
it says Valencia. Yeah, it's a good thing. So the next pressing of stickers, we should get San Francisco, California.
So next round, they should say
SFCA or something.
Because also, like, at my record store job, with, like, the merchandise that we sell, we get a lot of tourists, they do specifically ask for merchandise that says San Francisco on it, which, you know, again, locals don't really think of, but it's like when you're a tourist.
If it's San Francisco on the bottom, Radio Valencia.
It makes sense that you would want it to say, like, San Francisco, California. Well, so anyway, long story long.
Maybe I'll bite the bullet and get by the next.
Yeah,
batch.
that was a little adventure we had on our break from shows.
You gotta tell DJ Men is Skeptic that because he made those stickers.
Oh, see the one that makes. Okay, I will. I will. Put that in the proverbial suggestion box.
Yeah, I've thought about that before.
I love the design, but I think it needs a little like radio. You know, like radio, San Francisco.
Radio,
you know. So then if you're in a pizza shop in Vegas, you're like, what the fuck is Radio Valencia?
No, I completely forgot the conversation. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, yes. but their pizza was good, and again, coming from a East Coast boy, you approved of the
pizza. Oh, no, it was good. Yeah, dough was good. Sauce was good. Wasn't too much cheese.
Yeah.
Dust was excellent. They had cheap beers.
They had like a special where it's like you get a plain slice and a beer, and it was $8. And by Vegas standards, that's very affordable little deal.
Yeah, though I thought it was kind of weird having a Gigi Allen t-shirt because Gigi Allen would never
Gigi Allen, yeah. Well, and I mean, even like they had a lot of kind of like quote unquote punk rock t-shirts.
Very cool.
They had a Subhumans.
Yeah.
Well, they had a Evil Knievel. They had a Misfits.
But somehow
they had a Circle Jerks.
But those bands, my Circle Jerks, are all like their logos are kind of sort of pop culture. They're reused for a lot of things.
Well, I mean, the Misfits Crimson Skull one, 100%. So, and even the Circle Jerks, the Skankin, I forget the name of the artist that did like the Skankin.
And the Subhumans logo is reused for a lot of things.
But I feel like the Subhumans, the Skull one, that one's like a little bit of like.
It's kind of reused.
It is, but not to the extent of like the Misfits, like Crimson Ghost, or even like I feel like even like the Suicidal Tendencies, just like the font.
I know, but Gigi Allen's. But Gigi Allen's face is that's different.
Oh yeah, I feel like
it's not like an iconic logo. It's like a person.
Yeah, or him or his. what's his brother's name again?
Merle.
Yeah. I'm like Merle. Why aren't you being Merle?
They gave Merle $30 and he was cool with it.
They probably did. Or they were like Merle, free slices for life, and he was like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. But even like the Subhumans, like the skull, I was a little bit like. It was like really, but
it's okay. The pizza,
you know.
Was good.
Anyway, digression.
If you get the pizzeria, if you find the Radio Valencia sticker, we'll give you a prize.
Well, yeah, we'll give you a.
You get the jet ski.
Well, yeah, you get the Sea-Doo.
Yeah.
Or you get the Radio Valencia sticker that doesn't say San Francisco on it.
Send a photo of the sticker to Radio Valencia's Instagram page. We have one, right? And you'll get a photo back of a Sea-Doo.
Sea-Doo.
Signed by us. Okay. Anyway, we played some music there. There's a theme to my set. I'm going to see if you could guess it. You know, like they do on, like, The Bone?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it first, and then tell me. This is, like, on The Bone.
If you're going to say it and tell me, doesn't that defeat
No. I'm going to read back the songs I played.
Oh, okay.
And I want you to tell me the theme.
I'm ready.
It's a thing they do on the classic rock radio.
Oh, gotcha. I'm ready.
The Bone actually doesn't do it. They used to do it on 104.7.
It's playing on The Bone.
104.7 back in the East Coast used to do this.
All right.
This was a pretty easy one, but I'm still going to see if you can get it.
I probably won't. You're putting way too much pressure.
I started off the set playing The Doors. I played The Soft Parade from The Soft Parade. The second song, I played Larry Young from the album Spaceball. The song was called Spaceball. On the third song from Parliament, I played Maggot Brain from Maggot Brain. What was the theme?
Shit, you jerk off to.
I mean, that's actually true, but...
I know.
No, come on. It's easy. It's easy.
I didn't get it. I don't know.
A set of title songs.
Oh,
Title songs is the set.
That's I don't know. What, Soft Parade?
I just told you the answer. You didn't hear me.
No, well, I mean, Soft Parade, title album, or title song, title album.
That's the theme.
Soft.
Title song, title album. That's the theme. That's it. That's the answer. It's really simple.
Okay, so I said it.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, okay. I was just trying to be silly, but it wasn't.
Okay. Wait, no, I'm sorry. It's been a long week, and I'm tired, and I've had a couple adult beverages.
It's fine. So. Anyway. Yes, that's the theme. Besides things I black off to also, title song on each of them. That was a theme. Which is a theme. Not all albums have a title song.
Touché.
Yeah. All right, do you want to play some music?
I thought you'd never ask, DJ Doug. I brought a thing or two. So I have what do I have queued up? I'm actually I have a couple fun new things that I brought tonight. So what I have queued up is the Exotica album, Taboo.
Yes.
Which I bought randomly, Taboo Volume 2. I think it maybe even came in at clearance, like Meebs or something, like a while ago. I just kind of like, it had a shrunken head on the cover, and I think it was like $2.99. Oh, sorry, Amoeba Records. And it was like...
It's like when you're using your hands on the radio, like, no one knows what you're pointing at.
Meebs, Amoeba Records. But it came in on... I think it came in on clearance. What was it? Not Voodoo.
Huh? What, Taboo?
Taboo. I forgot already. Yeah, Taboo Volume 2 came in at Amoeba, and I bought that maybe like months ago, I think, in the clearance bin. And it was... It was one of those ones where just like the cover was so cool. I'm just like, even if the record sucks,
yeah, that's
like
a cool cover, but the music's good.
Like, who cares? It's just such a cool cover. Like, sometimes you're like, yeah, you know, it's
music
like it's $3. Yeah. If it's a shitty record, like, who cares? I'll listen to it, or I'll give it away, or I'll sell it back, or be like, that was worth listening to once for $3. But But that Taboo Volume 2 was awesome. And so recently we got in the Taboo Volume 1, which has a really cool, like, volcano on the cover. So I was like, hell yeah! So I got Taboo Volume 1 that is queued up for y'all right now.
Excellent.
So that's what's coming up for you. So I have some fun Tiki Lounge Exotica. I have, like, some Martin Denny. I have some...
Corla Pendant.
Yeah, I have, yeah, and I have a couple of those Frolic compilations, which also coming back to our Full Circle Vegas theme at Frankie's Tiki Lounge in Vegas. They have a really cool jukebox, and DJ Doug is actually wearing his Frankie's Tiki Lounge t-shirt tonight.
Yeah,
but they actually still have a cool CD. What do you call it?
Jukebox.
Yeah,
a lot of lounge
at Frankie's. But and it's cool. It's actually like it's mostly like all like Tiki Lounge Exotica, and they have a lot of those Frolic compilations.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember last time I went there, and I was looking through their jukebox, and I was like, oh no way! I was like, I actually have a lot of this stuff. This is awesome. Cool. So. Doing a little bit of a homage to our Vegas trip and Tiki and Lounge
Sounds
Vegas and Shrunken Heads, and let's get this party started.
Here we go. Radio Valencia, Beyond the Limits. We'll be back after the music.
With DJ Doug and DJ Little His Muffet. Ow!
wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, where you going?
I'm going around the corner.
What you going around there for?
I'm going around the corner where they're honking at.
What time they start honking?
They start at midnight. Yeah.
si panta como Timbaman. Timberman, what make you stall? Where you see Panta come, Timberman? Timberman, the tide of fall, where you see Panta come, Timberman. Timberman, you miss the call. Where you see Panta come, Timberman. Ali Kaiman Napoleon Bat Ali Kaiman Napoleon Bat Ali Kaiman Napoleon Bat Ali Kaiman Napoleon Bat Ali Kaiman Napoleon Bat